Good morning, Gone Wild Audio. So, Saturday morning, I'm in bed still. It's almost 12:30. It's fantastic. I have had a hell of a work week. It legitimately feels like it's been a month this week. So, I decided that I was just gonna browse the internet this morning. And what do I find? But a questionnaire posted by Beyonce is a Virgo. Cute. I like it. Just with some self-reflection questions about being here on Gone Wild Audio and backstage. So I'm just gonna jump right into it. How long did you lurk until you decided to start posting, and what made you take the leap? For Gone Wild Audio specifically, I think it took me about a year of just kind of casual lurking before I decided to create an account and jump on here and do my thing. And I always thought that audio was a really great way to explore new things and kinks, and that was really my motivation, is, I was wanting to explore different things. So, yeah. The top three tags for you to perform or write. DDLG. Definitely. Ramble Faps, because they're fun. Who doesn't like just sitting back and going for it? And in terms of writing, I don't write scripts. Not for anyone. I mean, I write general ideas, but they're not, I wouldn't call them scripts and I wouldn't publish them. But a fun thing to write is CNC. It's harder to perform because it's kind of one of those lines and fences that is very hard to walk. And when you cross it, it backfires. Sorry, I'm just seeing shit because I don't have my glasses on. Are there any tags that you would never perform or write? Anything I would never do is banned from the subreddits anyway, so there you go. Oh, I don't like this question. I don't know why I don't like it, but I'll read it and I'll kind of go into it. Build the perfect Gone Wild audio performer using parts of existing VAs, vocal artists. Whose style would you pick? Whose editing skills would you pick, etc. So I don't like this because it feels like it's picking everyone apart, and I'm not about that. Anyone I listen to because I like them and their content. So you're all perfect. Screw this question. Pick one moment that you cherish the most since you joined the community. That's not really one moment that I cherish the most, but I will say that there is a larger community that fans don't see between performers and between, anyone who puts themselves out there. I think we have a really strong community in the regard that at the end of the day, we're all there to help each other, whether it's, with ideas, with, technical know-how, or whether it's knowing how to stay safe. And I think that is worth more than anything. What's one thing you wish you could have told yourself when you first started? That my inbox would literally be spam. That's it. Performers, who are your top three writers? And writers, who are your top three performers? I don't do a lot of that wasn't words. I don't do any script recording, so. Yeah, I really couldn't tell you. Is there anything or anyone, sorry, that you would like to collaborate with? If so, who? I don't really have any names, but so long as you and I share a creative vision for what we're doing, I think that's the most important part. Because I've definitely heard audios where you can tell they were finished because they were promised, and whatever discourse or tension is very palpable within the audio itself and within the interactions of those artists. So I would never want anything to amount to that. How do you get ideas, inspirations for audios or scripts? I just kind of go with what I want. If it's something I want to explore, or if it's something that I like, that's where I go. How do you prioritize which audios or scripts to produce first? I just record. I'm not a mass performer. I don't do anything like on a weekly basis or anything, so I record what I want when I want. Boom. How do I like to interact with my audience? How do you toe the line between connecting with your audience and sharing too much of yourself? I'll be completely honest. I've stopped interacting with a lot of audience members outside of public forums. Just based on a couple of experiences I've had. And yeah, I think that's kind of the way it's going to be. I do hate to say it. And I will interact to a point via private message, but I've all but stopped really talking past, hey, thanks, you're cool. How do you handle the negative comments or hate messages? The block button is very effective, and so is not taking anything personally. I think people who sit there and try to overanalyze an audio or your performance of it, their problem isn't with you as a performer. It's with themselves, as somebody stuck behind a keyboard. Or as they call them in the 21st century, incels. Does anyone in your real life know that you're active in this community? If so, what were their reactions when they found out? There's a couple people in my like actual everyday legit life that know I do this, and their reactions have been overwhelmingly positive. Is there any aspect of the community that you would like to change? I think that anyone who is a performer has had at least three terrible, notable interactions. And I think that we should be able to out those users a lot louder. What's your favorite part of being in this community? I think, like I said before, where, you know, we do have kind of like a sub-community of a sub-community where we all talk. And again, whether that's advice, whether that's tips, pointers, tricks. Yeah, I honestly really appreciate other people having my back and having other people's backs as well. Have I ever developed or realized a new kink because of an audio? Mm-hmm. That's kind of why I actually got into audio, is because it was a very safe space to explore different things that I wanted to or that I thought I was interested in. And, you know, I think it's a great kind of medium because it lets you choose how involved you want to be. And I think that's the easiest way to explore, right? It's kind of like the shallow end of a pool where you can kind of learn that water isn't so bad, and you can decide whether you want to stroll into the deep end or get out. What's an underrated content that you wish you saw more of? Descriptive vocal filthy guys doing their thing. Penis owners, operators, if you understand how fucking hot it is when you lose control, oh my god, just Just get filthy. Just get vocal. Just do whatever it is. I will be all over it, I promise. Is there a popular kink that you just don't get or you think is overrated? I'm not here to kink shame. I don't like this question. And I don't stand for kink shaming. I don't kink shame, I just kink ask why. But I'm not gonna really out with that. If you told younger you that you would now be posting erotic audios or scripts on Reddit, what would they say? Fuck yeah. Do you have a routine that gets you into your sexy mood for recording or writing? Not really. Whenever the mood strikes. It's kind of like lightning. If it does, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Do you tend to write or record what you know or what you like to explore? 50-50. Percentage-wise, how much of your porn consumption is audio-based? I'm going to say a good 90%. What's your favorite script or audio that you've ever posted and or why? I don't really have a favorite of my own audios. Like, my favorite audios are ones that I can feel myself get lost in the idea and that mindset and mental space. And there's definitely a couple on here, I think. Daddy, it's 5 a.m. and I can't sleep would definitely be one. We'll leave it at that. For original scripts or improv, do you start with the character first or the situation or the sexual aspect? How do you develop them? Which aspect do you spend the most time on? Again, my script writing isn't really script writing. It's just, you know, jot notes. I don't really, you know, bother writing full out stories. And with improvs, it kind of goes against everything I know for improv, where you think about it beforehand in any really deep, meaningful way. Improv is supposed to be off the top of your head. It's supposed to be your first reaction. So I think that kind of cancels itself out there. If Gone Wild audio was wiped from existence and you could only save 3 audios, which ones would they be? Huh. You know, all the ones that matter are in my head. All the ones that I love are indelible in my brain. So, not that I'm tempting 2020 to wipe Gone Wild audio out, but I'm just saying. Anyways. This has been a fun almost 15 minutes. I am starting to lose my voice because I need tea. And this cold definitely has my sinuses and my throat acting up. So I'm going to rest, get better. I promise I don't have the Rona. And I'll see you in the next audio. Bye.